Well, today is both Father's Day and it's also Trinity Sunday. So I thought we'd start off, and John did not put me up to this, by the way. I thought we'd start off with a wee quiz about families in the Bible. Let's see how much you know about families in the Bible. We've got 8 families from the Bible, and we've got some clues to each one of them. So we'll put up the first clue. So which family is this? Which family is this? It's the first ever family. Mum and dad fell out over a fruit pie. One of their sons was very jealous of the other, and it did not end well either for them or for humanity. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Adam and Eve. Anybody know the sons' names? Cain and Abel, that's right. And there was also Seth who came along later on. So, not a very happy family, despite the fact this quiz is called Happy Families. I've managed to start off with one that's not very happy, because as we know, there must have been endless rows throughout the years about whose fault it was with the apple, you know, whose fault was it? They got chucked out of paradise. And of course, one son murdered the other, didn't they? So not a very happy family to start off with, but it does go on from here. So we'll have the next clue. Who is this? So, he had a father who loved him best. He had a favourite of all his children. Not a good thing to do. Unfortunately, he also had 11 jealous half-brothers and one sister. And he had a hard road to freedom and success. And there's a big visual clue there. I hope you can see it. A nice coat with lots of different colours in it. Who might that be? That's right, Joseph. Okay, Joseph. And his brothers and his sister was called Dinah. She gets forgotten about a bit. And his father was Jacob and his mother was Rachel. And he was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers. But he made good eventually. And eventually it did all work out after quite a long time and a lot of struggle and different things happening. They did actually end up as a happy family. So family number 3. Which family is this? This family is made up of 3 siblings. One brother is more famous than the others. He was sent by God to free slaves. The sister was a great prophetess, and the other brother was a good public speaker. What 3 brothers and sisters are we talking about? A big visual clue there. Church of Scotland, that's her symbol, isn't it? The burning bush. So it's going to be Moses. And who else? Aaron. And what was the sister's name? Beginning with M. Miriam, well done, Miriam. So those 3, and of course they weren't brought up together because they were separated when Moses was born. There was a reason why they were all going to be slaughtered, so he was put in the bulrushes, and they eventually came together to lead the people of God out of Egypt and into freedom. So quite a happy family at the end there. So who is this? This woman was a widow who had quite a strong-minded mother-in-law, and she decided to go with her mother-in-law to a foreign land. And the mother-in-law was a bit of a schemer, as sometimes mothers-in-law are. Apologies if you are a mother-in-law, but this is my experience. She was a bit of a schemer and a bit of a matchmaker. And she actually managed to marry again and became an ancestor of Jesus. So what ladies are we talking about? We're talking about Ruth, and mother-in-law is Naomi. Well done. And her sister-in-law, there was a third person. The sister-in-law was Orpah, but she went back to her family when she was widowed too. And Ruth eventually married Boaz, and she became the mother of Obed, who was the grandfather of King David. So happy ending there. And our last Old Testament family. This woman had a husband who loved her very much, but no children. Her husband's other wife was extremely unkind to her, and she prayed to the Lord out of faith and got her heart's desire. Who might that be? Not Sarah? Begins with an H. Somebody said it. Hannah, yes, have the courage of your convictions. Hannah. Okay, so Hannah became the mother of the prophet Samuel. The husband who loved her, who was totally useless at protecting her from his other wife, was Elkanah. And the unkind rival wife was Peninnah, who had many sons and who made Hannah's life a misery, actually, until she became a mother herself. And Hannah dedicated her son to the Lord, and he became the prophet Samuel, who chose and anointed David to be king of Israel. So we're jumping forward a few hundred years to the New Testament, and you must definitely all get this one. I'm afraid you get kicked out of the church if you don't get this one. So who is this? This man was a skilled craftsman who decided to take a wife. However, she became pregnant before the wedding, and he was not involved. And he had a special dream. He had quite a few special dreams to guide him on his path. So who is that? Joseph, yeah. Joseph, husband of Mary and father of Jesus, and also many other children. And I always feel poor Joseph is a bit overlooked in families, because he must have been the first person that Jesus called Abba, Daddy. And he was obviously a very good father, a very good loving father, who protected Mary and Jesus, and who must have been a kind of role model for Jesus calling God Abba. So I think he deserves more of a good press than he gets. So our second last one, which family is this? Three siblings again, who kept house together. They were probably quite well off, and Jesus loved visiting them once he'd finished meandering around with nowhere to lay his head. He loved visiting them for a rest and some pampering. And Jesus raised one of them from the dead. So who were they? Say it again. Yeah, Lazarus and Mary and Martha. That's right. And I think they must have been really quite good to Jesus. It must have been a good place to go and stop and spend a while and get a wee break from everybody demanding things from him. And our last family. So who are these people? The older man took a young colleague under his wing as a mentor, and he called this younger man my true son in the faith, and he wrote two letters named after him in the New Testament. So who are we talking about? Slightly tricky, this one. Say again. Paul. Yes, Paul, well done. And who was the young lad he took under his wing? Timothy, well done. Yes, that's right. If you look at the very first few lines of the first letter to Timothy, you'll see that he calls him my true son in the faith. And Paul actually was quite itinerant. He went different places and stayed in different places for maybe a year or a few years. And he was unmarried, didn't have any children, and he relied quite a lot on the early church as being his family. And if you read through his letters, you'll see he refers to people as who was a mother to me, or my brothers and sister in Christ, and so on. So he relied on the early church for being his family. So just to finish with, what can we learn about families from the Bible? Well, we can learn that they come in all shapes and sizes, not just mum and dad and a couple of children. Not all of them were linked by blood ties. So there was Ruth and her mother-in-law, and we've got Paul and Timothy. And all the families faced difficult times as we do today. And the happiest ones, unfortunately not the very first family, the happiest ones were centred on loving God and in loving each other and obeying what God asked them to do. So just a wee thought for us as we think about fathers and Father's Day and parents and families today.